KCSI Sports here with Rogue Tiger football players, senior Dylan Ryberg and Jackson Purdue. I can't believe you guys are seniors. It just seemed like just yesterday you were punky little kids running around the YMCA.
Yeah, it's crazy how time flies.
Yep, it's hard to believe.
Do you feel like you're kind of the old seasoned veteran of the school now?
Kind of, but at the same time, kind of not. It just feels surreal.
It's definitely a little different. People look to us as leaders now as seniors, so it's an exciting time.
And teasing aside, Dylan and Jax, serious question in terms of leadership. As seniors, though, on this football team now, what do you think are some of your role as a leader on this football team? Dylan, start with you first.
Yeah, I think some of our big roles as seniors on the team is just showing up or showing the young kids, like, the basics of everything they need to get done and everything that...
Showing up on time.
Just being good players and good teammates overall.
Jackson, you?
Yeah, the young guys definitely look up to us now, and because we've been doing it at a high level, we've played varsity before, we've got that experience. They look to us for kind of everything, kind of to teach the fundamentals and how we play the game. So they definitely look up to us.
It's really from a freshman level, sophomore, those kids really, there's a big difference, big leap to a varsity game.
Absolutely, for sure. It's just so much faster than at this level.
Positions you guys are going to play. Dylan, how about you? What positions are you going to play this year?
Yeah, so I'm playing quarterback, and then I'll play a little defensive end and a little safety.
You use that height on that defensive end, right? Come around that edge, kind of like who was a big passer? Micah Parsons of the Packers?
Yep, I'm looking forward to playing defense a lot.
Jackson, you?
Yeah, I'll play quarterback on offense, and then I'll also play a little bit of linebacker and defensive back.
You had some experience under center last year, quarterback. Does that help you come in this year?
Yeah, for sure. I think one thing that's really prepared me is that we've done some 7-on-7s, some camps together, and so getting that experience at quarterback is definitely going to be helpful for this season.
Another unique thing about you two guys is you're not only leaders, but you're big brothers on this team. Dylan, who's your little brother on the team?
Yep, my brother's Caleb Ryberg, and he's a freshman.
Now, are you tougher on him, or how you handle him in practice?
Yeah, I'm tougher on him, and sometimes he doesn't appreciate that.
Jackson, you might be older, but your brother's bigger than you, so it's a little different dynamic for you.
Yeah, I'm still the tougher brother. My younger brother, Sawyer Purdue, it'll be our last year playing football together, so it's kind of special, but yeah, it's fun to play with him.
Dylan, parents, who are your parents, your other family members?
My parents are Amy and David Ryberg, and my sister is Haley Ryberg.
Jackson?
My dad is Riley Purdue, my mom is Diane Purdue, and my dad played football here at Red Oak.
A long time ago. He's an old guy. He played way back in the old golden days. So other activities you guys are involved with, Dylan, what are sports you play? Tell me you play basketball. I think you play basketball, don't you?
Yeah, so I play basketball, tennis, and then I'm also in FFA.
Okay. Jackson?
I wrestle. Like Dylan, I play tennis, and I also run track.
If you looked at the end of the football season, I mean, you want to win every game. You want to go state champ, all those things. But what would be success in your mind for the Oak Tiger football team, Dylan, at the end of this football season, if you could have it right now?
I'd say, yeah, building that football culture that everyone's been talking about and just build up on the team year to year and
make sure you make it through the finish line, I would think, because it's a football season, a marathon.
Yeah, just finish strong.
Yeah, you go from a summer camp now to, you know, cold days of October. It's a long season.
Yeah.
Jackson, you?
I'd say the biggest goal this year is just growth year to year. We've won 2 games the last 3 years, and so we want to improve on that win-loss total, but we also want to leave the jersey in a better place and set that standard, that culture for the young guys, like Dylan said.
Yeah. Guys, it's going to be great watching you play this year. Excited. Home opener's just, what, a couple weeks away in Riverside and Southwest Valley. Is there any, I suppose maybe Shenandoah, is there any kind of game you guys kind of look at the count on the schedule and say, hey, that's the one that stands out to you, Dylan?
Yeah, I'm thinking Missouri Valley. We beat them last year at homecoming. It's a pretty close game, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one again.
Jackson?
Yeah, I think Southwest Valley is definitely a game I look forward to. We haven't had a win against them in our high school careers, but we're definitely looking to get that first one this year.
You bet. Southwest Valley's really kind of had the number on Red Oak, so that would be a big game, the second game of the season there for you. Well, guys, good luck this season, and go get them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
That's KCSI Sports, Rogue Tiger football players Dylan Ryberg and Jackson Purdue.